AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says it reopened a key Gaza crossing after a rocket attack, but the UN says no aid has entered the Kerem Shalom crossing. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on Rafah. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin talked about it on Capitol Hill.
We've not made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment. And I would highlight that this shipment doesn't have anything to do with the supplemental appropriations that you just helped us get.
The U.S. says it's concerned over the fate of about 1.3 million Palestinians crammed into Rafah, most of whom fled fighting elsewhere. A lawyer says 9 of 10 wrongful death suits over a deadly crowd surge in Houston have been settled. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
10 people were killed in the crowd surge at the November 2021 Astroworld Festival concert by rap star Travis Scott. Neil Main, an attorney for Live Nation, the festival's promoter and one of those being sued, said during a court hearing Wednesday, only one wrongful death lawsuit remains pending and the other nine have been settled. The family of 9-year-old Ezra Blount, the youngest person killed during the concert, is still suing. Terms of the settlements for the other nine were confidential, and attorneys declined to comment after court because of a gag order in the case. I'm Julie Walker.
A Georgia appeals court agreed to review a ruling allowing DA Fani Willis to stay on in former President Donald Trump's election interference case. Survey teams are heading out to determine whether tornadoes struck locations in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. Damage was reported overnight in Michigan and Kalamazoo County. Homes were destroyed. A FedEx facility was ripped apart. No serious injuries were immediately reported. This is AP News. A close call at an airport in Turkey.
A FedEx Express Boeing 767 made an emergency landing at an airport in Istanbul, Turkey this morning after its front landing gear failed. Video shows the aircraft using the back landing gear and then dipping its nose as it made it to the ground. The plane was on a flight from Paris to Istanbul when the pilots realized the front landing gear wasn't working, according to the state-run news agency. The good news? Nobody was injured and the crew safely evacuated the aircraft. Authorities closed the runway where the plane landed while the aircraft was being removed. No word yet on why this happened. I'm Rita Foley.
An appeals court granted the Hong Kong government's request to ban a popular protest song, Glory to Hong Kong, overturning an earlier ruling and deepening concerns over the erosion of freedoms in the once freewheeling global financial hub. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.